Rock. Hello, who's this?
Oh, hi. My name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. You're caller 20. You win.
Oh, my God. Thank you very much.
Well,
how are you?
Done. I'm good. Thank you. You got tickets to see My Chemical Romance, their sold-out show at the Hollywood Bowl on October 30th.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
It is world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb. A guy fell asleep while robbing a house. Why would somebody call in a bomb threat to Six Flags Magic Mountain earlier this morning? That was odd. What's up with Florida? A guy with a map of Florida tattooed on his head. We have the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for you to see Florence and the Machine. And we will continue giving you tickets for My Chemical Romance. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Seriously, you're going to stop this right now. You know that? Stop. Stop. I cannot believe this.
See, because we're calling it May Chemical Romance, because the month is May. Got your tickets coming up for My Chemical Romance, October 30th at the Bowl, on the way on K-Rock.
This is quite a thing. Finding out someone broke into your home while you were sleeping would cause almost anyone to wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
See, that's a fabulous pun about waking up to a thief. But People Are Dumb is coming up next on K-Rock. Got more chances for you to win tickets for My Chemical Romance, their sold-out show at the Hollywood Bowl the day before Halloween. Your chance to win is coming up.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
This is quite a thing. Finding out someone broke into your home while you were sleeping would cause almost anyone to wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
I've had people bust into my home two different times. I was never home, thank God.
Yeah, but if you woke up to the burglar still in your home?
Dude, if I woke up to a burglar still in my home, it would be on.
Passed out?
Oh, passed out, probably not so much action.
The anger might turn to confusion.
Fair enough.
Homeowner Kevin Connolly was fast asleep and downstairs in a guest bedroom. So was a guy who burglarized his home.
So the guy has a couple of guest bedrooms downstairs. He's sleeping in one, and a thief is sleeping in the other one.
Connolly tried to wake up the guy verbally, but he wouldn't budge.
A thief in your home that you can't wake up.
So he snapped these photos and called the cops.
All right, this is the award-winning interview with the homeowner, talking about the thief who was asleep in his house.
Got tired. A lot of work for a criminal.
That's it. Solid reporting.
That's great. The thief had rummaged through the closet, snatched Connolly's new ski clothes, an iPad, even his dog's ashes.
What? Hey, so all that's crazy, but it's not the craziest part of the story.
Even crazier than that, turns out the suspect, the guy who fell asleep in the bed, is his neighbor.
He lived next door to the man whose house he broke into.
And he made several trips back home with his loot before he dozed off.
So during the night, he took the stuff that he had stolen from his neighbor and ran it back to his house. And came back, got loaded up, ran it back to his house.
Police recovered all of the stolen property on the man's front porch.
Yeah, it was still outside of his house on his porch.
Right next to a half-empty bottle of booze.
Dumbass. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Emily.
Emily, you win.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Congratulations, you got tickets to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl on October 30th.
Yes, thank you. Oh, my God, thank you, K-Rock. I love you.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the it's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida?
This Florida man, in case that little forehead tattoo didn't give it away, was arrested for misuse of 911 and possession of marijuana.
Dude in Florida has the, not the letters Florida, but an actual map drawing of the state of Florida tattooed on his forehead, and the tail end of Florida goes right down, kind of sort of right down the middle of his nose, the butt of Florida, if you will.
WFLA reports 22-year-old Matthew Leatham lives in Newport Richey, and around 4 in the morning he didn't have a ride home.
All right, you're in Florida, You don't have a ride home. Who do you call?
So he called 911, cursed at a dispatcher who gave him the non-emergency number for future reference. A responding deputy offered to call him a taxi, but he didn't have the money, so he started walking.
So an officer shows up and tells him that he should take a cab because he's not a taxi service. And the guy says, I don't have any money, and just starts walking home.
Moments later, he called 911 a second time asking for a ride and was arrested. They also found marijuana on him.
Which they wouldn't have found had he not been arrested after calling 911 for the second time.
Letham was released after posting $300 bail.
We have a new music feature here on K-Rock, and it is the 420 Catch of the Day. A brand new song, an hour from now on K-Rock. More chances for you to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl on October 30th coming up. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. When you do the morning show at a radio station like I did for 30 years here at K-Rock, you spend a tremendous amount of time focusing on your thing. And there's a lot of stuff that happens around the clock that you're not aware of. And so on this podcast that I'm on, Three-Fourths Human, it's me and it's Kat Corbett, who worked here forever. And it's Sluggo, who worked here forever and still does. And a speaking ChatGPT, who we currently hate. But it's fun to go back and get other people's perspective on things that happened. In this particular story, I never even knew what happened. This is Kat Corbett talking to us about the weird decision-making at this radio station. So it's called Three-Fourths Human. You can get it anywhere you hear podcasts, or you can get it commercial-free and the video version on Patreon.com. It's $5. Plus, you also get access to the past 120 episodes or however many there are. So this was going on at one point, and in the current episode that launched today, Kat Corbett tells us this story.
Unbeknownst to me, someone has the genius idea at K-Rock to put giant flat-screen TVs in the K-Rock lobby. You know, where everyone comes. The winners, the clients, put these flat-screen TVs all over the lobby. And their genius idea was, hey, let's run the jocks' Instagram feeds over the screen.
I didn't even know that.
Well, I didn't either. Clearly, because I am in Amsterdam, and I am in a red light district, and I am at the sex museum, and I am posting...
Yeah, you are.
Photos. I am posting photos. I'm going by windows with people for sale. I am going by. There's like, you know, things. There's like, buy the rubber fist of your perfect size. Which one do you want? You want a leash for your lover? Well, we have a whole selection. Then the sex museum, which goes through the history of sex and like dildos, like back to like ancient times. They were building that stuff and painting sex. Cool. So I'm taking pictures and posting everything on my Instagram. Everything.
Mm-hmm. And it's just streaming in the lobby for all to see.
Yeah.
I'm here to pick up tickets for my grandson. What's that? Oh, my God. I need one of those.
Uno, two, tres, dos.
Three-fourths human with
Kevin Cat
and Sluggo.
And AI.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How would you like to see My Chemical Romance on October 30th?
Oh, my God.
You're caller 20, Cindy.
You are caller 20.
I'm so excited.
The day before Halloween this year, you get to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
The 420 Catch of the Day is coming up on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday, who is here for three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Number one, a couple in Australia tried out a new TikTok cooking hack, and it backfired miserably. It involved heating oil in a pot, which then lit on fire, and then the guy did the exact wrong thing and moved the pot into the sink, and the flames exploded everywhere, including burning half of the ceiling in the kitchen. Here's the audio from the event.
Have you done? What's the hell is this? Tony, you're gonna burn yourself.
Hey, what did he do with it? Stop filming me.
So, but you know what? I'm sure TikTok has some really good kitchen repair hacks, so that's good.
My take on TikTok is everything on there is safe, right? Is that
everything.
What we're saying?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I think that's what we're saying.
Number two, ChatGPT recently became obsessed with goblins. Based on reports and an official explanation from OpenAI in late April, early May, newer versions of ChatGPT showed an unusual spike in using goblins, gremlins, and similar creatures in metaphors. Mentions of goblins reportedly increased by 175% overall and as much as 3,800% in certain personality modes. And when I put this story into ChatGPT, it says, system instructions, never talk about goblins, gremlins, raccoons, trolls, ogres, pigeons, and other animals or creatures unless it is absolutely and unambiguously relevant to the user's query. That's the
two
command.
Two of those were actual animals.
That's the command.
Raccoons. That's crazy.
I know. It's so weird. Okay, and number three. GameStop has completely reinvented itself in recent years with things like their fun Trade Anything Day, where somehow taxidermy, collectibles, weird memorabilia, and random oddball items have become part of the brand. Well, now the CEO of GameStop, Ryan Cohen, is trying to buy eBay for $56 million and decided to fund it by, quote, selling stuff on eBay to pay for eBay. He listed 36 personal items on his own eBay account, including a pair of socks and a GameStop mug that reached over $3,000 in bids. Every single listing came with a hand-signed copy of his official acquisition letter attached. eBay permanently banned his account the same day, saying his activity was putting the community at risk. So Cohen posted the suspension notice on X, and that sent shockwaves through the financial world, and eBay quickly reinstated him shortly after, so the listings are still live. I gotta tell you, I absolutely love all of the GameStop shenanigans, and I hope that he succeeds in buying eBay. I'm Megan Holliday, and that was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day!
A monster catch of the day.
Last week, we got to see social distortion in the In-N-Out Burger sound space. I'll get it. In-N-Out Burger sound space here at K-Rock, and we interviewed them, and they performed, and you can see all that at the K-Rock YouTube channel. On the new album that came out last week, which is called Born to Kill, is a new song. They did a cover of Chris Isaak's Wicked Game. And I loved it so much, I wanted to play it for you. This is Social Distortion Wicked Game from Born to Kill. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock.
Like that version even better.
Social Distortion Wicked Game is the name of that. It is from Born to Kill, the new album that just came out this past Friday. We did an In-N-Out Burger sound space with them. You can watch at the K-Rock YouTube channel. We talk about that song specifically. That was the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. What are you doing the day before Halloween this year?
Obviously going to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl.
Another chance for you to win is coming up in about a half hour on K-Rock. We are going to do story time next on K-Rock.
And this week, we will be hooking you up with your tickets to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum on May 20th.
Tell you about that next on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We have tickets for you to see Florence and the Machine May 20th at the Forum. And we're going to do it today with a little topic called You Fell Asleep at the Wrong Place or Wrong Time. I had a story today of people are dumb, of a thief falling asleep in the house he was robbing.
Wow.
This is quite a thing. Finding out someone broke into your home while you were sleeping would cause almost anyone to wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah, but if you woke up to the burglar still in your home, passed out, the anger might turn to confusion.
Fair enough.
Homeowner Kevin Connolly was fast asleep and downstairs in a guest bedroom. So was a guy who burglarized his home. Connolly tried to wake up the guy verbally, but he wouldn't budge, so he snapped these photos and called the cops.
Got tired. A lot of work. A lot of work for a criminal.
That's the homeowner, by the way. This is the interview with the homeowner.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't have a lot to say.
Got tired. A lot of work. A lot of work for a criminal.
A lot of work for a criminal. Yep, a lot of work.
That's great. The thief had rummaged through the closet, snatched Connolly's new ski clothes, an iPad, even his dog's ashes.
What?
What the hell?
Even crazier than that, turns out the suspect, the guy who fell asleep in the bed.
Even crazier than that, if it's possible.
Crazier than stealing dog's ashes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The guy, the thief.
Is his neighbor.
Was his next door neighbor.
No way.
and he made several trips back home with his loot before he dozed off. Police recovered all of the stolen property on the man's front porch, right next to a half-empty bottle of booze.
On his front porch.
Wow.
Didn't even bother to take it in, just on his front porch.
Oh my God, that's insane!
Yes.
It was his neighbor.
Have you ever fallen asleep at the wrong place, wrong time?
I fell asleep one time during a comedy show that I really wanted to see at Largo. And
oh, okay.
I was
a small audience.
Yeah, and I was like right in the middle, but I was on a new medication, so I'm blaming it on that. But it sucked because I literally woke up as the thing is wrapping up and ending. And
the
ending? And yeah. It's a great comedian. It had nothing to do with them, and I was so very upset. What about you?
I fell asleep in a trailer at Coachella before and during Radiohead.
Nice.
On the main stage. I was out.
Oh, that was the one where there was the pictures were floating around with you sleeping.
A lot of photoshopping going on there.
Love
that was
it.
Hilarious. So you fell asleep at the wrong place or wrong time. That is the topic, 800-520-1067. That's the phone number for your calls and or texts.
And the best call, we're going to send you to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum on May 20th.
You fell asleep at the wrong place, wrong time, 800-520-1067. Taking your phone calls and texts at K-Rock at 800-520-1067. You fell asleep at the wrong place or wrong time.
562 said, I had gone to the Long Beach Grand Prix and took the Metro home. I fell asleep and ended up at Union Station. So I got onto another Metro back to Long Beach. And of course, I fell asleep again and arrived back to where I started. I did eventually make it home, but it was a very long evening. Oh my God.
800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Joanna.
Hi, Joanna. You win.
Woo! Awesome.
You got tickets to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl on October 30th.
Yay!
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We are talking about falling asleep at the wrong place and wrong time. And for the best call,
we're going to send you to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum next Wednesday.
All right. You fell asleep at the wrong place or wrong time.
Hi. I love to play poker recreationally. And my first time I played in the World Series of Poker, I was so amped, I didn't sleep the night before, mm-hmm. and I fell asleep halfway through day one, my first time.
Oh,
day
God.
One is like 10 hours long, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like 10 or 11 hours, something like that. Yeah, like 4 or 5 hours in, I like passed out.
You like fell. At the table?
Yeah, and I woke up and I had like almost no chips left.
Yeah, they just blind you out. They just put your chips in and you keep sleeping. I'm surprised no one there woke you up.
Oh, they wanted me asleep.
All
yeah,
right.
Okay, fair enough.
I like it. K-Rock, hello.
I work in a dental field. I'm a dental assistant.
A dental assistant. Okay, go on.
And as I was working, getting back to lunch, I was working on a patient and it fell asleep.
Like inside their mouth. You got tools in their mouth and you fell asleep?
I was holding the suction and I was falling asleep. And then my doctor, he kind of nudged me. Woke me up, and I was like, oh, shoot.
Oh, that is not good.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so I was playing a show in Europe, and I fell asleep in my bus. I woke up 5 minutes before I had to play a show.
Oh, God.
And I had to run across town to play. I only was supposed to take a nap, and this is like Europe, so it's like cobblestone roads, and then like, I have to be on stage right now, which nobody knows, which is cool. So why not?
So you made it on time.
Made it on time.
What instrument do you play?
I'm a drummer.
Yeah, you're definitely an important piece.
Noticeably yep. missing, yes.
The lead singer would not have been happy.
K-Rock, hello.
Phantom of the Opera at the Pantages Theater. <That's> my wife.
How much of the show did you miss?
Most of it, because it was nice and cold where I was sitting under the AC, and I don't remember pretty much all of it.
Did you say you were with your wife?
Yeah, I think I was a little intoxicated, though, before the
You think?
Show.
Yeah.
You were? I feel like you would know that.
It was only noon, too. It was early in the day.
Breakfast of champions.
Was your wife pissed?
Yeah, we were only dating. It was only like our first or second year.
You know how nice to show one. A girl a good time.
Love you, Benny, and Olivia Rose.
Are Benny and Olivia Rose real, do you think?
I don't think so. No, she dumped him after maybe. Family Opera. I think so, too.
800-520-1067 is the number. You fell asleep at the wrong place or wrong time. Taking your calls and texts at K-Rock about you fell asleep at the wrong place or wrong time.
562 said, went on two dates with two different people in one day. Went to see the same movie. I fell asleep during the second one. When it was over, I woke up and she was so angry. She's all, were you asleep? I lied and I said I was. So it wasn't. So she tried to test me and see if I knew details from the movie. I passed the test and she was so confused and apologized. Nice one.
We are taking your calls and texts at 800-520-1067 on you fell asleep at the wrong place or wrong time.
So this text says, I fell asleep taking the SATs in high school. We were out partying the night before, so I had to take it again. Was partying the night before, fell asleep again. Still got a couple scholarship offers, though. Sleep rules. Nicely done.
Well played. Taking your phone calls on you fell asleep at the wrong place or wrong time. You have a story like that?
Oh, yeah. I fell asleep at Ching Ching restaurant. I was sitting there. I ordered, and then like the guy came up, go, hello, wake up. And I was asleep sitting up. I was stoned that day.
At what restaurant?
Chin Chin on Sunset. It's really good. The Chinese chicken salad.
Oh, yeah. Chin Chin.
Oh, you got to go there, you guys.
Nope. Thank you for calling. K-Rock, hello. You fell asleep at the wrong place or wrong time?
Worst place I fell asleep, wrong time, was out partying one day. Went to a strip club and fell asleep while getting a lap dance.
Oh, no.
Fell asleep at a strip club while getting a lap dance.
While getting a lap dance. My buddies came in there, woke me up. She got all mad because I didn't tip her or anything. And then they ended up just taking me outside and falling asleep in the car.
You insulted the lady.
K-Rock, hello.
Oh, yeah, man, this is awful. It was the first time I hooked up with an ex of mine, and I fell asleep when she was on top.
Oh,
during
no.
sex?
Yeah, it was an ex from high school, and then, you know, we never really did the dirty thing. And then in college, she came over, and I get sleepy sometimes.
But during sex, you get
That's
sleepy?
Wild.
If I have one too many drinks, yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God. Did she get pissed off?
The worst part is she thought I was faking it, and she didn't talk to me for, like, months.
I don't feel like my boner would let me sleep during sex. K-Rock, hello. You fell asleep at the wrong place or wrong time?
I sure did, in jury duty.
Yes.
Nice.
Was it during the trial?
No, hell no. I'd have been in jail. No, we were waiting, you know, for to see if we were going to be called. And I fell asleep and I literally woke myself up snoring so hard.
Well, I feel like that probably saved you because you didn't end up getting picked, did you?
No, I didn't.
K-Rock, hello.
Yes, I fell asleep in shop class and the instructor, instead of waking me up, got all of the other students out of the class, locked the room, went to the principal, and had the principal do a fire drill. So I woke up in an empty classroom not knowing what the heck was going on.
Oh,
that
God.
Teacher is the best.
That was his way of teaching me not to fall asleep in
I
class.
Love that
oh,
so
my
much.
God.
What? Well, he had to go to the principal to get it done, but I think he was in on it. It was like
pretty
yes,
cool principal as well.
Well.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Good old days.
All right. Fell asleep at the wrong place or wrong time. Dude fell asleep during
yeah,
sex.
Yeah, that's unbeatable. So his name is John.
I don't even understand you, John.
I don't know if I'd say I'm an animal or quite the opposite.
You're a sloth.
Yeah,
maybe you're
sloth.
A sloth.
Oh, I like it. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sloth.
All right, congratulations. Wow. You got tickets to see Florence and the Machine.
That's dope. Heck yeah.
Hell yeah, John.
Nicely done. Thank you for telling us your story.
How long do we have to wait?
Oh my God, it hurt my ears.
Okay, there we go. K-Rock is celebrating May Chemical Romance. See?
Hey!
Because it's the month of May.
I see what you did there. Except you're not going till October 30th. But your My Chem tickets are coming up at 6 on the world famous K-Rock.